Tafayin Gimel Parshas VeYechi, fairly common sugya that we'll get through. The pasuk says when Yaakov Avinu was giving a bracha to his two grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh, he says VeYevarchem BaYamahu LeMor. This was their bracha. VeChai Yevarech Yisrael LeMor. When Klal Yisrael give a bracha to a friend, to a child, to somebody else, the bracha is going to be that the person should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. That's going to be the bracha. At the end of Mir Tashem, when we talk a little Druus, we'll explain why Ephraim and Manasseh. Why specifically them? There's lots of choices. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we have the Yeshbizin. They're not in the Yeshbizin. So why specifically them? But we'll get to that in Mir Tashem. So that's what Rashi says. When somebody's going to give a bracha to somebody else, the bracha will be the Yomer Yish Lebeno, that they will say, one to a child, to somebody else, that you should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. So as we know, it's a minog of Klal Yisrael, that Erev Yom Kippur, we give brachas to children, Yivrach Hashem V'Yishmerecha, and many people also have the minog Friday night, every Friday night, that the parents, the father, both parents, give a bracha to the children, and this is the bracha that they give, that Yisim Chala gave Ephraim and Manasseh, that you should have a bracha to be like Ephraim and Manasseh. So that's going to be our sugya. We'll see what the sugya specifically is, but we're going to start out with saying that's the sugya. There are four reasons brought down by the Mefarshim, some with some overlap. Why specifically Friday night? Because we know that's the minhag of many, so I'll just go through quickly. We're on Tafayin Gimel, towards the bottom right side, where it says, second line from the bottom, where it says Aleph, in the middle, second line from the bottom, Aleph, ki b'Shabbos ein Satan ufega rashi katrik ala bracha, Friday night, there's no Satan that is going to prosecute against the bracha, get in the way of the bracha being fulfilled, so that's why we do it specifically Friday night, lal Shabbos, beish az tzinorei abrachas psuchim, this is a time that the pipes of brachas are open, this is a time that is a brachas flow, On a global level, on a systemic level, this is the time that brachas, it's a very fortuitous time to be giving brachas, Friday night.
Is that also the term used for Elul? No, it's Ace Ratzon.
Ace Ratzon is more for Rachmim and Tshuva. This is more for brachas. Uh-huh. This is brachas, but a similar concept. And number three is interesting. Sometimes the father can curse his children out of anger. We should start off the week with a bracha so that so then the klala can never be chal, can never be fall upon them because you started off with a bracha. So there's no place for a klala. So that's number three. And number four, the Yosef Ometz brings as follows. We're on Tafai and Dalit towards the top. Fourth line down after the comma. Shamivarachu Ketsinor the Hamshech HaBracha LaMisparach. This isn't the systemic concept that Friday night is a time for a bracha, but specifically this is a time that an individual can give a bracha. Why? Because Friday night is a time of simcha. It's Shabbos. And we have a concept that just like nevuah can only be chal out of simcha, so too a bracha should only come out of simcha. So Friday night is a time that an individual, not on the systemic level, but the individual is going to be more able to give a proper bracha, which is going to be Friday night. In the next paragraph, which continues, v'himshich v'nira shemasha minaku levarcha b'achar tefila, why specifically after davening, v'fisha az bevada hu yoser mucha v'hamshich hashefa mitoch tukusha. So that is more of a time that there's more kedusha after the davening, so it's more prone, more proper of a time to continue giving the bracha. That's our sugya. What we're going to talk specifically about when giving the bracha Friday night or Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Elel Shabbos, or Erev Yom Kippur is, can it be done with Nesias Kapayim? Can it be done with the hands on the head of the children like a Kohanim, or is there a problem with that? So that is going to be our specific sugya when giving the bracha, when giving the Simchala Kim Kafraim Munashi Vrachamarachwa, what is the form that should be used by the person giving the bracha? And it's lavdavka, parents, it's lavdavka, that it's sometimes people give brachas one to another. It could be at a chuppah. I remember going to a certain shul in a certain city when I was younger, and the rabbi, who was a Kohen, used to, when there was a Simcha, the Bala Simcha used to come up and he used to duchen, or he used to at least give a bracha with his hands up.
Is he the kind coast of Harfu?
Should he, or does he have a problem? Is he allowed to? That's going to be part of our sugya. That's going to be part of our sugya. Not b'shas tefillin. Chazal said it should have to be b'shas tefillin.
The sandik does it at a bris.
The sandik.
The sandik is that brachas at a bris
after the bris.
With the sfaradim, with the hands up, whether he's a kohen or not. Okay, this is going to be an Ashkenaz here.
Also reminded, Robbie, you'll remember this, that Rav Royer and Kaladash Shul in Washington Heights, the children, boys before Bar Mitzvah would line up after shul, and he would give them a Yisimcha Elokim bracha.
With his hands up like a coin?
With his hands on their heads.
And he was one hand or two hands? Okay, like that.
Yeah,
like that, but not like a Kohen with the etzbos. Okay, so that's our sugya. We will focus mostly about parents, but we can dabble in other areas also. So we're on Taf Ayin Dalet, and this is the critical start of the sugya that's really the key for the whole sugya. So Taf Ayin Dalet, bottom right, there are two gemaras that seem to potentially conflict. The gemara b'Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yossi. This is Amar Rabbi Yossi on that daf. There are a lot of things that Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi is quoting, saying a number of things. Mi Amai. One of them is, never in my life, lo avarti al divrei chaverai. I never violated the wishes, requests of a friend, of my friends. Yodea ani ba'atmi she'eni kohen. I know that I'm not a kohen. How did he know he wasn't a kohen?
His father wasn't a
kohen. Thank you, Jonathan. His father, that's the common joke. Your father wasn't a kohen, so I know I'm not a kohen. Im omrim li chaverai ale leduchen. If my friends would say, go up and duchen, go give the birkas kohanim to everyone here, he says, aniola, that's how committed I am to listening to my friends. If they told me to go duchen, and I know I'm not a kohen, I would go up and duchen because a friend told me to do it.
What a nice guy.
I don't know. That's what he says. I don't know yet. Okay? He would go up. So comes Tosfos, right there, over Tosfos. Skip the parenthetical, Kasvu, Shlo Yada Rabbeinu Yitzchak, one of the Bali Atosfos, says, I don't know Ma Isher Yesh Bizar. I don't know the problem of a czar, someone who's a non-coin, either a Yisrael or Levi, Duchening. I don't know any problem. Top left, column, Tafa and Da, top left, the column, Ha'ola Leduchan. I don't know. Going up to the Duchen and Duchening, just like a coin. Rabbeinu Yosef said, I don't know the problem of Yisrael going up and duchening with the coin. Tomorrow morning, whatever minyan you go, Rabbeinu Yitzchak would say, you can go up with the kohanim in Yisrael and duchen. Not a problem.
I never realized the meaning of the word duchen. To go up the platform, duchen.
It could be maybe there's a bracha levatala. Because the Torah told us that the Kohanim should give the bracha, not the Zohar. Maybe we see here that Rabbeinu Yitzchak, in explaining Rabbi Yossi says, I would duchen. Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, I don't know. There shouldn't be a problem duchening. Maybe it's a bracha. I don't know. But fundamentally, I really don't see a problem with a Zohar, a non-Kohen duchening. The problem with that.
Yeah. A lot of people that don't
even know they're calling. Ulam, Bigamara, that don't know or they're not certain.
They don't know. They think they're calling.
Well, there's a commission in Adoyas that speaks about that. But it's not. The Mishnah says that when Eliyahu comes, he's not going to distance the Kohanim or not really Kohanim. And he's not going to bring in the Kohanim who really are Kohanim, except for the people that forced their way in. Then they're going to get evicted. Ulam, Bigamora Biksuvos, Chaf Dalet, Amma Beis. We're on the second, next paragraph. Tafai and Dalet, second column, second paragraph, which starts Ulam, Bigamora Biksuvos, Chaf Dalet, Amma Beis, Mevor. Their problem with this is there's a Gemara Biksuvos that says, the Nesias Kapayim, Heavy Isra Say, that there is an Isra Say. What's an Isra Say? There's a positive commandment that would be violated. In other words, what does that mean? The Gemara continues that there's a pasuk that says, Kodivarchu, talking to the Kohanim, Kohanim, you, this is how you should give the nesi. You should give the bracha. Kol tevarchu. This is how you give the bracha. Yevrach Hashem Yishmerach, Yishar Hashem Panav Eilecha, Ve'yichunach Yisar Hashem Panav Eilecha, Ve'zemach Hashem. The pasuk is telling us, Kohanim give the bracha, but not anyone else. So we learn from that that it's a positive commandment for the Kohanim. If anyone else would be giving a bracha, Birkas Kohanim, they would be violating that mitzvah's asay for the Kohanim. It's an Isser asay.
He doesn't say he's a Kohen.
Yeah, but he's acting like
if
a Kohen.
Exactly.
It's not a matter of saying. It's a Kohen Devarach. This is the action that is done by Kohanim. Anyone else who does that action is violating an Isser Deoraisa. Is violating an Asay Deoraisa. Is meeting the Vatel, nullifying an Asay Deoraisa. So the Darki Moshe, written by the Ramah wrote, before he wrote his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote the Darkei Moshe on the Torah, comments on the Torah. So he says, I don't understand the first Gemara that we saw in Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, if I would go, I would go up to Duchen, and in Tosus, Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, shouldn't be a problem Duchening. Maybe it's an Isser Asay, but we see there's another Gemara, the second Gemara Ksuvas, that says there is a problem. It's an Isser Asay for somebody who's not a Kohen to Duchen. So what are we going to do to explain the statement of Rabbeinu Yitzchak that is inclined to say there is no problem with a non-Kohen duchening? How are we going to explain that? Okay, we're going to go through five reconciliations now. Five reconciliations, and each one we're going to analyze the impact of a father or somebody else duchening, giving a bracha with his hands up or with his hands down, saying, my children should be like Ephraim and Menashe, and giving Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerach. Okay, so
maybe
we're going to start.
Maybe that's the catch. Maybe if they're doing it exactly the way it was intended for the Kohan to do it in the Torah, that would be
the problem.
But you do it in a different manner, so then you're not actually imitating.
So what's that different manner?
Let's say the hands.
So maybe the hands. Maybe the hands.
Maybe the nusach on the bracha is a little different.
Stands on his head. So let's dive into that.
You're not making the bracha
before. Okay, Tafayin Dalet, bottom left, says the Darkei Moshe, Achayin B'Darkei Moshe, Shif says, of the cause of the Darkei Moshe, gives the first reason. The Asher, the Rebbeinu Yitzchak, was inclined to say, not a problem for a non-Kohen to Duchen, lo ke'amar shu lo yada mibnei mayesh isr nesis kabayim zar, that he didn't know that there's a problem, Ela, the problem is only when you go up with other Kohanim. But if you go up alone, meaning it's not a problem if you're with other Kohanim. But if you go up by yourself, then you have a problem. What's the distinction? So there are different ways to explain it. So one of the explanations, a simple one that we'll do, is if you go up with Kohanim, you don't have to say the bracha, because they're saying the bracha. And the fundamental problem is saying the bracha. So if you don't say the bracha when you go up, if you go up yourself, everyone's listening, and you have to give the bracha if you're going to duchen. That's a problem. But if you just happen to go up to the duchen, and you don't say the bracha, you just accompany them, not a problem of violating the Kol Tevarchu. Not a problem. We didn't define what the bracha is yet. Let's hold that question. Let's put a pin in it, because we're going to get to it in a little bit. But let's the distinction, because it's more important in the second answer. But in the Darkei Moshe, the distinction when Rabbeinu Yitzchak says it's not a problem going up if you're with other Kohanim. But if you're by yourself, that's when it's a problem. Next answer. The Magen Avraham says as follows. I'm going to read it outside. The Isra Asay Hainu Mashe Maskir Hashem Levatolabra Bracha. This is where we're going to get into it. But what's the problem if somebody who's not a Kohen goes and duchens? Because you're saying Shem Hashem. Saying Shem Hashem, and you're not Kohen, that's authorized to be saying Shem Hashem, to give the Birkas Kohanim. So the Note of Yehuda has the following question. When this Magen Avraham says that the problem is saying Shem Hashem, which Shem Hashem is he talking about? What are the options? He's not a Kohen. So that's one possibility when the Magen Avraham says that you're saying Shem Hashem, which is a Shem Levatala, it's in the bracha itself. The Noah the Beuda says maybe it's not that. Maybe it's when you say the psukim, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yer Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Three times you say it. So Jonathan wants to say, what's the big deal? It's just a puzzle. But nonetheless, the Noah the Beuda says as follows, Hamechuvan Yosef. It could be either way. I think, says the Magen Avraham, we're on Tafayin Vav, Hamechuvan Yosef, who Shekai Hashem Hashem b'psukim. The Beuda says, I'm more inclined to say that the problem is when the non-Kohen goes up and says the psukim, Yivrach Shem Yishmecha, Shem Hashem, that's Shem Levatala, rather than the bracha itself. That's the note of Yehuda. Now, a number of Achronim ask on this.
Right, the
so what, it's like learning
actually,
one question. And
someone who's not a coin to go up, or someone who is a coin to not go up.
They're different isurim. Okay, so the Yabia Omer, Rav Avadia Yosef, asked two questions on this. Number one, he says, Eino nira lomar shiyavor la ase del raisa taskarshem avatala. How can it be that simply saying a pasuk, you are nullifying Shem Hashem Levatala?
Yeah.
That doesn't, it's not serious enough. A bracha, we can say one thing, but psukim, what's the big deal? And then he says, relevant for us. He says, and no debihud, if you want to say the problem is a non-Kohen saying the psukim in the duchenin. Pokhazi amid the bar, look out.
Yep.
The minhag of Klal Yisrael Friday night in Erev Yom Kippur is what? That the fathers or both parents are saying Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Do you want to say no to Yehuda that every single person who gives a bracha in this format, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, is violating the Isra Aseh of Duchening? Rabbi Avad Yosef says that doesn't make any sense. So he says, Vandai, when the Magen Avraham says the problem of going up and quote-unquote Duchening for a non-Kohen is not that they're saying the psukim, but that they're saying the bracha before saying the psukim.
But Friday night they're not saying the bracha.
That's why it's not,
that's why it's not a problem. Right. Exactly correct. Exactly why it wouldn't be a problem. So we have now two reconciliations of Rabbeinu Yitzchak saying, I don't see a problem duchening. Look, Rabbi Yossi was a non-Kohen, went up and duchened. Reconciliation number one was the Darkei Moshe says you have to distinguish. If you're with other Kohanim, you're a non-Kohen. If you're with Kohanim, then it's not a problem because you're not going to say the bracha of the Kohanim are. But if you're by yourself and you go up in shul, that's a problem. That is reconciliation number one. If we would apply that to giving a bracha Friday night, I don't know how we would come out. If the whole problem is when you say the duchening by yourself, maybe because you're giving the bracha by yourself Friday night, it's a problem. But maybe the Darkei Moshe would say he's only saying if you would go and duchen in shul. Is it a problem? But if you give somebody a bracha, it's not a problem. So it's unclear.
What would be the point of going up the shul and not saying the bracha?
And not saying?
You just want to give want recognition?
Yeah, whatever. There are a lot of wackos out there. So this should be the worst thing that somebody does.
Rabbi, yeah.
And there are people that go and have hafkanot and mea sha'arim about the draft. I mean, there are crazier things out there. Okay, so
the bracha.
With a bracha. Okay, so reconciliation number two is the Magen Avraham says that what? Magen Avraham says that the problem is saying Hashem Levatala. We asked which Shem Hashem is that talking about? It could be either be the Psukim Levatala Hashem Hashem or the Bracha. No, the Beuda says it must be the Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha that opens up Pandora's box. A problem for us that Friday night we have the same problem.
Why do you say must be? He's
more inclined to say.
Well, why? Why would he more?
He did say. He says I'm more inclined. He says it could be this way, it could be that way. But I think that's what it is. And Rabbi Avadia said, no, that can't be. That doesn't make any sense. Now, having said that, even in the Noda Yehuda that says the problem is saying the psukim Shem Hashem, and then that's you have a problem with even saying the psukim. There's a tough ayin vav. There's a tshuva kape aron that says even the no de bihuda would agree that when it comes to a parent or a teacher giving a bracha to a child, the no de bihuda would never say that's a problem. That wasn't in the intention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give brachas. He wants to give us to brachas, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha. That's not what the no de bihuda was saying. In the context of duchene, we could understand. Okay, maybe there's a problem saying the psukim. But in the context of giving a bracha to a child, there wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's reconciliation number two. We're on Tafayin Zayin now. right side, where it says Derech Shlishis, and the paragraph says Hinei Beis Chadash. This is the Bach, gives a third answer. Tafayin Zayin, right side Derech Shlishis. Hinei Beis Chadash Kasav Letaris Shitas Rabbeinu Yitzchak. When Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, I don't know of a problem, a non-coin going in duchening. She is or ase lazar hanose kaba birkas koanim einu ella benisius kapaim Steven Berger benisius kapaim kederech hakohanim. That's what Steve was saying before. The problem is when somebody would give a bracha in the form of how a kohen duchens. Any koanim in the house? Not one coin in the house. How does a kohen duchen? Coin dochens by putting the two hands together, and they have the special way of holding the hands with the chamesh karakim, with the five windows and the shechina looks at. So that's the problem, says the Bach. If you do it in the form of nesius kapayim kederech hakohanim, k'moshe nemar vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivarchem, when Aaron he lifted up his hands and he gave the bracha, that's the problem. So Rabbi Yossi, who said, I don't have a problem, I used to, if my friend told me I would go up in Duchen in the Gemara Shabbos, how did he used to go up in Duchen? Without Nesius Kapayim. He would go out without Nesius Kapayim. So based on this, if that's when Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Tosfos is saying, how would Rabbi Yossi go up to the Duchen? He would go up without Nesius Kapayim. Going up with Nesius Kapayim is a problem. So we would say the same thing.
Worse by making yourself stand out, doing something different than everybody.
Not supposed
else.
To be looking, but
and presumably but, without the problem.
Presumably.
That's not the main issue.
But we don't. It's not his dagesh. That's not his concentration. Okay. So based on that, a parent giving a bracha, based on this Bach, if he's saying if using the same form of a kohen is a problem, not using the same form, if it's not with Nesius Kapayim, not a problem at all.
If the kohen gave his kid a bracha with Nesius Kapayim, would that be a problem?
Let's see. Good question. Okay, Derech Revis. This is the fourth reconciliation. We're on the bottom right, the Mishnah Berurah. Havi Mesefer Magen Giborim Shekasav Demasha Amra Torah Atem V'lo Zarim. When the Torah tells us that it's only for a kohen to duchen, to give the birkas kohanim, and not a non-kohen, Eino Rak B'miskabin the Kavanas HaMitzvah. It's only when your intention, that will go to the question that we just had, what's the intention of the person that, to quote-unquote, giving the birkas kohanim out of the context of the davening? That rabbi that I remember seeing as a kid giving the brachas, he was a kohen, was he really duchening then? Or was he just giving a bracha? Aval im eino, tafayin zayin, top left, aval im eino mischavin klal lekavanas mitzvah. If your intention when giving the bracha, even with the hands, this is not the same, this is not the Bach saying the hands are a problem. This is the Mishnah Berurah bringing in the Magen Giborim. Even with the hands, apparently, he's saying, if my kavan is not duchening, but my kavanah, because kavanah is a mitzvah, rak shalo lavro divrei chaver, if Rabbi Yossi was going up, his intention wasn't to duchen. He was saying, I don't want to violate my friend's request. That's my intention of going up. If that's your intention, the intention is to give a nice bracha to somebody, but not a duchening, not that I'm giving the bracha of the kohanim, shechashu kohen v'amru lo lalein duchen, pshita dein kan yisra se klal. There's no problem whatsoever.
Like if your friend tells you to kill someone, and you kill someone, you're not doing it because you're killing someone, you're doing it because you're telling your friend told you, right? There's no problem.
Yeah, but there is not a mens rea. Mens rea meaning is intention part of the aveira. Here is the type of thing that the part of the condition to do the mitzvah, you need the intention. So the lack of that mens rea, the lack of that intention, I'm not violating. Killing somebody it goes to intentional versus manslaughter.
Could
you
use that for manslaughter? Am I only doing what my friend told me?
No, that wouldn't be acceptable. But okay, so
all the onlookers would think he's a coin. No?
If you're in California, you can use a Twiggy defense, but other than that,
have we transitioned into the parents yet, or are we still dealing with
coining and we're dabbling in the application, but we'll get back into the application heavily in a little bit. Number five. The Pnei Yeshua says as follows. We're on Tafayin Ches. Top right. Ulam. Yishev Shem Denira Ledatu Belokash Amidei. No problem at all going up and duchening. Dal Korchach. Had darshino kodavarchu, when the pasuk says that it's an isra asay for anyone who's a non-kohen to duchen, that is only talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, where the main duchening was. That's where the real Nesias Kapayim is. However, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be an Isra Asay to go in duchen. So that's the fifth reconciliation. The application would be apparent. Friday night wouldn't be a problem because it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so to wrap these all up, we have five different reconciliations. Some of them point in the direction of having a problem from parents. Some of them don't have point in the direction of having a problem.
So the key of course involved is only the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's outside Beis HaMikdash, you don't get a mitzvah.
Based on the first, based on the fifth reconciliation. Only the Beis HaMikdash. Based on the
Beis HaMikdash. They did a different dukkening in the Beis HaMikdash. They did a different dukkening in the Beis HaMikdash.
Ayna chinami, but... Okay, so to go through real quickly, we have five reconciliations. Number one was as follows. The Darkei Moshe says, if you're with other Kohanim, not a problem. If you're by yourself, there's a problem. The application to Duchening Friday night for a parent, unclear. Second reconciliation, Magen Avraham says, it's an Isra Aseh using the Shem Hashem. It's a Brach Levatola saying the Shem Hashem, which, according to the Note of Yehuda, just saying the Pesukim. Based on that, a parent could have a problem Friday night. You're saying the Pesukim. Number three, based on the Bach, the problem, based on the Steven Berger, the problem is with the hands on the head. If a parent, then Friday night would not be permitted to put the hands on the head in the form that a Kohen does. Absent the hands would be acceptable. Reconciliation of number five, the Magen Giborim, is when your intention is to duchen. If the intention, Friday night, we're not intending to duchen. We're just giving a bracha for the child. Wouldn't be a problem. And the fifth reconciliation, the Pnei Yeshua, is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Do we have a problem outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Not a problem. Friday night wouldn't be a problem. So we paskin. When it comes,
the reconciliation with the hands, that any use of the hands, or is that only?
We'll have to see. Hold the question. Very good. Okay, so we paskin that, despite what Rabbi Yossi says, a czar, a non-kohen, cannot duchen. Whether he's with Kohanim or not with Kohanim, a non-kohen cannot duchen. That's how we paskin in the Ramah. Now, on that Ramah, we're on tough iron tests. Tafayin test, left side, in the bottom paragraph, we're going to go five lines down. The paragraph starts, V'ayin, B'divra B'yor Alacha, jump down five lines in the middle of the line where it says, U'licha'ora. This is the B'yor Alacha written by the Mishnah Berura. The B'yor Alacha says as follows, U'licha'ora, fi zeh, yesh litmoa. What's bitmia? It's a puzzle. It's an enigma. How can people give a bracha to your friends? Whether the person is a kohen or a non-kohen, in the context that is not tefillah, also a kohen. This is the Biur Halacha. Doesn't matter, kohen or non-kohen, if it's not in the context of tefillah, to give somebody a bracha, yivarechecha, that's duchening out of the context of tefillah. But after habrocha kazohu shlo bishas tefillah, even though it's out of the context of tefillah, v'yadohu mashiitim yushalmi, the lo matzin nesias kapayim b'lo tefillah, maybe you want to say if it's not in the context of a tefillah, it's not considered nesias kapayim, because there's only duchening in the context of tefillah. He goes on to say, no. Deoraisa nesias kapayim birkas kohanim is even out of the context of tefillah. Simply Chazal said we're going to only be duchening in the context of tefillah. So he comes back and says, so fundamentally, when you give somebody yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha, there's a problem of duchening.
But you don't have, that's the
Kavanah
issue. You don't have
Kavanah
to be duchening. You're giving the guy a problem.
Well, that was one of our responses. So, but we have to see how the Mishnah Berura paskins
on. Is there a problem on the community? In other words, is the problem with the guy who goes up? Is there some problem on the tehillah that they let the guy go up?
It's his problem. I mean, they shouldn't. Maybe there's a Messiah.
There was
a
guy who came in, Yitzchak, was black. And,
Jewish?
I assume he was Jewish.
Was he born? Was he Ethiopian or? I'd be tucking under my table. Okay, so tough pay. Top right.
You have no kavana, and your hands are not raised in the standard manner of Birkas Kohanim.
So let's see the Bir Alach, how he answers this. Tough pay. So the Biolacha says, he knew the whole sugya. He goes through the sugya. We have five reconciliations. Which of them is he gonna embrace? Lachain siyam dvarav sham v'kasa v'ulai yesh lomar detam aminag mishum desfira lekeha bach. Tough pay top right. Lachain siyam dvarav sham v'kasa v'ulai. Maybe why can we do this in the non context of feel of somebody giving a bracha to his friend or a parent Friday night? V'ulai yesh lomar detam aminag mishum desfira lekeha bach. Maybe we rely on the bach. What was the bach? Only if we lift up our hands. This does have a ramification Friday night, that if we give brachas, we cannot do the nesiyas kapayim on the head of a child. So if we're relying on the bach, saying, wow, can we give a bracha to our friend, because without nesiyas kapayim, so we can't do the nesiyas kapayim. And he brings another reason. Inami, maybe another explanation how we can be lenient. The kevan de tiknu rabbanu shalalisa kapayim belot tefila. Once Chazal instituted that we don't do the nesiyas kapayim, the lifting of the hands, unless it's in the context of tefila. Shuv, accordingly, somebody who does do it in out of the context of tefila, obviously, their intention is not to do the nesiyas kapayim, but simply to give a bracha. So that's very similar to our fourth reconciliation, that it goes to the motive. If the motive is to do a nesiyas kapayim, that's a problem. But the motive is simply to give a bracha, it is not going to be a problem. So we have two separate possibilities. What we can be lenient on. The first possibility is don't do the nesiyas kapayim. The second possibility is the motivation. If it's not to do duchening, not a problem. Now, what's the nafkamina between them? Apparently, the nafkamina is, can I use the hands or not? If we're in the bach, you can't use the hands. If we're in the motivation, if my motivation is not duchen, maybe I can use the hands because I'm not motivated by duchening, just simply to give the bracha. Next step. Next step in this.
I'm saying, you're describing the hands. Most people don't do it like that.
They don't do it. They just put the hands on. Hold the point. Very good, Avi. Okay, so bottom right, the Torah Tumima. Torah Tumima was the son of the Orach HaShochan. Orach HaShochan, one of the Gedolim, contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, one of the great poskim. If anyone's ever learned Orach HaShochan, you probably fell in love with it. Anyone who hasn't, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Gaon Olam, the Orach HaShochan. I met the Orach HaShochan not personally when my grandfather passed away, and we were going through, I think I mentioned this once, we were going through his forum, and I was with my cousin Daniel, and he took the Orach HaShochan off the shelf, and he said, do you have Orach HaShochan? I was 19 years old. I said, no. He says, take this and learn it. I took it. Learned a little bit of it. But so the son of the Orach HaShochan was a banker. But he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and he was a prolific writer. So one of the works that he wrote is the famous Torah Tumima. It's a classic work on Chumash. And what he does, it's excellent when you're ever learning Gemara and you find a pasuk that has a drush on it. He goes through, he brings the Gemara and the explanation, what the Gemara is learning from that pasuk. A brilliant, brilliant work by the Torah Tumima, five volumes, and he also wrote what's called the Tosefes Bracha on Parsha, another five-volume work. Beautiful work. He also wrote Baruch Shamar and Tefillah. So in his Torah Tumima, we're on the bottom
banker?
Right. He was a banker, I think so. I think he was a banker.
Banker was the Torah Tumima was a banker?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So the Torah Tumima, bottom right, the Torah Tumima. Parsha's not, so there's a guy in Beit Shemesh, Ari Enkin, Rabbi Ari Enkin. So he's written a number of Sfarim. So in one of his books, he has a thank you to his boss. He was working at the time at Cheerfully Change, for a change place. And he says, I went out of business? Not so cheerful anymore?
Yeah. Not so cheerful. A lot of people
have changed. Yeah. I don't know. So he says, a thank you to my boss because I have a lot of downtime. And he wrote the entire Sefer between helping customers. So that's like a banking job also. I don't know what he did exactly in the bank, but you could have a lot of time. So the Torah Tumima, Tav Pei, bottom right. The Torah Tumima, Parshas Naso Kasa, V'yesh Tahayim, Amas Samchua Olam, Nevarach Ish, Es Achiv, Benesias Yadayim, Al Rosh Hashanah. How can we, when giving a bracha to somebody, put the hands onto the head of a child, of a friend? Like they give a bracha to the chassan with the hands on the head. Yivrach Hashem v'yishvracha. Only kohanim are permitted to duchen, to put their hands and say Yivrach Hashem v'yishvracha. Ulezarim, somebody who's a non-kohen, yesh bo isra asei. It's an isra asei. How is it possible? And he continues. V'shamati mi'ish amonim. I heard from a real good source. Shahagra mevilna berach es ha-gaon, that the Gaon himself, the Vilna Gaon, gave a bracha to Rabbi Yischezka Landau, Moritz Tzedek from Vilna at his chuppah, v'hiniach yado achas al rosh Rabbi Yischezka b'shasa bracha, and the Gaon only put one hand. Obviously, because he was concerned. Putting two hands is an isra aseit, I'm not a Kohen. So you would put one hand on. V'shalu
achas. Don't put the hands on the head. They just put the hands on the head.
One hand, said the Gaon.
But
the Kohanim anyway, don't put hands on the head.
If you like the Kohan, you keep the hands not on the head of anybody. You just...
But the concept, because that's a distance thing. Yeah. But the bracha is descends. The problem is on that.
Okay.
On the head or not on that.
Like, it's not replicating the Kohan.
It is, because this is more direct.
Just on the side, when Yitzhak was Mavarech, I wonder, when he gave the bracha, did he put the hand on the head?
Don't know. But as we'll see, maybe I skipped it. Oh no, we'll get there. We'll get in a little bit to Yaakov and Menashe Ephraim in a little bit. That we'll get to.
Is there a makor for that before Yaakov? I mean, before that, brachos were given by also Bris, by Malkut Bris. Like in terms of
that was more shvua. Shvua.
Where do we have them? I'm saying, is there a makor before Yaakov of Dafka putting a hand on a head? Or that's what we know. That's
certainly this week's parsha. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. Bishalu al kacha, and they asked the Gra, why did you only put one hand on the chassan's head? The heishivin answer shelo matzinu bracha b'shtei adayim rak l'kohanim b'mikdash, because we only have this concept of giving a bracha with two hands on the head is for a kohen in the mikdash, but nowhere else. And Orach Hashochan says, the Torah Tamima says, I don't see so many people being makbid on this, but we should indeed be makbir. And also,
the older father practically gives a brachas on the hand of the head. The older father gives a brachas
with one hand or two?
Two hands.
Okay. So the now the Sidur Arizal says the old same thing. When you give a bracha, it should be one hand. It should be one hand. Now, Rav Yosef, when the Yechaved Das has this question, Rav Avadia Yosef, and he goes through the sugya in detail. Kedarko Bakodesh, he goes through in detail, and he comes out, we're on Tuf Pei Aleph, top left, where it says, second paragraph, V'chein agon yayivitz, this is the Rav Yavadi Yosef quoting the yayivitz, b'siduro kasav sheyesh lahakri levarech b'shtei adayim. We should be makbid to give the bracha with two hands, not with one hand, two hands. And he says, my father also, the Chacham Tzvi, was makbid to give the bracha with two hands. So Rav Avadia Yosef, he concludes as follows, she'ein lahakbid kol kach b'zeh. We don't have to be so makbid about this. One hand, two hands, either one works, as Rav Avadia Yosef. Now the Bear Moshe was asked the same question, Deborah Tzina, we'll go from Sfaradim to Ashkenazim, and he brings us the Yayivitz saying, two hands. Use two hands. And he says, so how about Yaakov Avinu in this week's parsha, Ephraim and Menashe? He used only one hand, right? One hand and Ephraim, one hand and Menashe. So he said, you can't bring a proof from that because he had two kids that he had to give the bracha to. He's trying to make some sort of shalom. So, what was that?
What did he stop doing when he had one?
So he had two kids. So he says you can't bring a proof. Now this is a quote from the Yayivitz saying as follows. The Yayivitz says, Zayam ibn Achrach, he had no choice. He had two kids right in front of them. At the same time. He says he wanted to make some shay to shalom. And then you really, there you're going to give the younger one the whole bracha before the young one. At least here you're doing it at the same time. You're just giving a little bit preference. But to give a full bracha, and the bracha is together. It's not separate brachas here. It's one bracha to the two of them. So the law, and the Yayivitz says as follows, and you think you should use one hand, the law kechaseiri das, not like the uneducated. Choser das, one way to say it nicely is not like the uneducated. Other way would say it is not like the imbeciles. Not like the uneducated that thinks that you should be makbid to just use one hand. So the Bera Moshe says, obviously, when the Yavit says this, he didn't know that the Vilna Gaon himself was the one of the people who was makbid to just use one hand and not two hands, because he would never have said that somebody who uses thinks you should use one hand is choser das. That he never would have said such a thing. Okay, so
maybe
okay,
first.
Okay,
yeah.
So
later.
What?
Say these ma'isim shehaya are like. Whatever.
Yeah, but it's their writings, and they were asked, like, why did you use one hand? Why did you use two hands? And they said, you should use two hands. They asked the girl, why did you use one? He said, you can only use two hands in the base of Mikdash HaKohen. So he was asked. It wasn't a Maisarab. Okay, so we're on Tuf Pei Beis, right column, second paragraph in the end. Tuf Pei Beis, right column, second paragraph in the bottom, we Mikol Makom. Even according to the shitas that say there's no problem using two hands, the Beis Baruch says still you should have the intention, the negative intention, that I'm not duchening while I'm giving this bracha. We should have that in mind, that this isn't duchening. We should posit, we should have the active intention that I'm not duchening at this point. Now then the Yosef Omer, three lines from the bottom. Va'ayin gam b'sefer Yosef Omer shekasef shenira tov levarach be'eser etzbos l'remez nistar, that you should have all 10 fingers on. It doesn't say how to hold the fingers. Va'od shemevarach rak biado acha she'eno tzara b'orchim. Looks like somebody who only uses one hand is stingy. Stingy in guess, but stingy in general. Why are you only using one hand? Give your full bracha when you have. Give all fingers. So we're going to conclude now. Last couple points, we're in left paragraph, left side, Tuf Pei Beis, left side, where it says Birama, towards the top of the page. Birama kasa vein lazar lisa kapa v'zar shenat duchen muva b'zohar. There's a Zohar that says as follows, afilu b'lo aliyah l'duchen, even somebody who doesn't go up to duchen, u'b'lo amiras psuki v'arechecha, and even not saying yivrech sham yishmerecha, asur lizkov ha'etzbaos kedumas ha'koyim b'duchen. There's a problem. It is prohibited for us to hold our hands in the form that Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash. The two hands together with the five windows, V'chamisha Charachim. Who was it? What movie was that? With
Spock.
Doing that?
Anyway.
Ki az, it's a problem then. Ki az misorer, somebody holds his hands like that. Ki az misorer alav asara madrekos din. You are bringing upon yourself the 10 levels of judgment, the sitra achra of the satan, the gorem klala la'atma, you cause a curse upon yourself. My young son asked me this past week, are you allowed to hold your hands like a kohen? Because a kid in class was running around like holding his hands. The af ha'kohen bichlal azor azor shelo bishas nesias kapayim. And it would apply also based on this. Certainly there are some people who are not makbid on this, but it could be that even a kohen would have to be warned to not, during, if it's not the time of duchening, should also not be handing. Once Chazal said, we duchen, nesias kapayim, is that in the time of tefillah, outside the time of tefillah, whether the person is a kohen or not, it should not be done. Now the shoot, Rivavas Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis, and then he made Aliyah, passed away recently, a big gon. So he says as follows: Beshut Reviva Safain was a Talmud Muvag of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Muva b'shem Agrach Kanievsky, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, dimistaver the kavanas azor. When the Zohar says it's a problem to hold our hands in the form of a coin duchening, the kavanas azor lesser kishesokef kaf yadav lemala miroshekim shal bnei adam. When your hands are on top, meaning the hands are up, coming down and giving the bracha, so we'll be holding the hands on top. Ach, belozu kifas yadayim, lehara says, bas chalukim keina koni beis tuchna leke Yisra. However, if you are not dividing up the fingers like the Kohen does, like he duchens, would not be a problem. So it comes out based on this Reb Chaim Kanievsky, using two hands would not be a problem if we are simply laying the hands on, not in the specific format or dividing the fingers like the Kohanim. Okay, so let me recap real quickly. Our sugya, based on this week's parsha, is we saw in the pasuk that when Yaakov gave the bracha to his two children, one hand on each, we can't bring a proof that from that, that you have to use one hand on each. Our sugya was when we give brachas, Erev Yom Kippur, Lel Shabbos, what's the proper format to do it? And we went through the sugya starting with Rabbi Yossi, who said, if anyone told me, I would go up in Duchen, and Rabbeinu Yitzchak of the Baalei Tosfos says, I don't see a problem Duchening, and we have to try to figure that out. How is there not a problem Duchening? Because it says in the Gemara in Ksuvos, Kot Varchu, that only a Kohen can Duchen, and not a Zar. A Zar is not, a non-Kohen is not allowed to Duchen. So we came out with five reconciliations. The two that the Bir Halacha wanted to rely on, number one, was the Bach saying we shouldn't do it with Nesias Kapayin. And number two, if our intention is a bracha but not duchening, that would also be acceptable. Obviously, the Nachbamina is, can you do Nesias Kapayin? Based on the Bach, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayin. Based on the other reconciliation of the Kavana, we would be able to do Nesias Kapayin. We do see that some poskim, the Grah, for example, were makbid to only use one hand, not two. We see the Yaivitz and the Chacham Tzvi said, no, use two hands, and even if using one hand is a negative thing, that you're not giving a proper bracha to somebody if you're only giving half an effort to it. And in fact, you should put all ten fingers on top when you give the bracha. So it came down going both ways. Regardless, even if somebody is going to put the hands on the head, number one, it should be keeping in mind that I'm not duchening right now, I'm just giving a bracha. And number two, we have to be careful to not put the fingers in the form that the Kohanim duchened. Okay, I just want to end off real quickly with the question that we started with. Why Ephraim and Menashe, if we're going to give a bracha, this is the most powerful bracha that we have. We choose, of the greats of Klal Yisrael in our history, we would have thought to choose Moshe Rabbeinu. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, somebody, but why Ephraim and Menashe? So I saw an unbelievable explanation of this many years ago. I think it was Rabbi Franz said it in somebody's name. He says as follows. Typically, the bracha that we can give to our children, beautiful bracha can give to children, is not to be the Rambam, not to be, to fulfill their potential. That's the most we can ask, and that would be the ideal, that we can have a child, that you should fulfill who you are, the potential you have. We have one exception to this. If you look, if we talk about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they fulfilled their potential. That's a beautiful Zohar that says that it says, at the Akedah, it says, Avram, seek Avram. It's beautiful. I heard this from Rav Lev. Avram Sika says, Avram. So, don't do the Akedah. Don't shech. Avram. The Malach called out him two times. So the Zohar says as follows, Avram, seek Avram. It's a comma there. Meaning, Ad Akedah, until the Akedah, the Avram below didn't equal the Avram above. The Avram above is who we can be. And the Avram below is who we are. And until the Akedah, the Avram below didn't match the Avram above. And it was only then that the Avram below matched the potential of the Avram above. An unbelievable Zohar. That's the best bracha we can give to fulfill the potential. The one exception to that, people that exceeded their potential are Ephraim Umenashe. Why? Because who could have ever dreamed that grandchildren of Yaakov would step up to have the status of the children of Yaakov Avinu? And that is the only example that we have of people that have exceeded their potential. And that's why that's the bracha that we give to our children, the ultimate bracha, they should be like Ephraim Umenashe.
I heard an interesting shot. Ephraim and Menashe were brought up in Mitzrayim, in a land in which it was completely, say, opposed to anything that was religious, and nevertheless they remained Yiddish Kindler.
Right.
Ephraim was in
action. How did they do that? All the star. We also,
Yeshakaya.
Rabbi Berkowitz,
does anybody know the rabbi?